Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is she, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. Today we are going to connect to birth, and this is a great episode for mamas and papas. And even if you're not in that stage in your life or have children or even think you're going to have children, the one thing I like to remind everyone is that we all came from the womb, and it's really, really, really beneficial to think about the womb, even if you're past that stage. If you are open to remembering and connecting to the idea as it is taught in different aspects of Eastern philosophy and theology, that our energy fields are continuous, meaning that we move from one life to the next. And that can mean many different things. So that is why I think it's a beautiful opportunity to connect to the womb, remember the womb, and be comfortable with the womb. If you're female embodiment, connecting with your own sacral region, and if you're a male embodiment, still connecting with that sacral region and remembering how sacred it is, and that this is that inception point of creation on so many levels. So today we're going to shine a light on a woman named Pam England. She has a vision and workshops and classes for parents called Birthing From Within. And the beautiful aspect of her work is that she shares her story of her first child being cesarean and how she really worked to deepen and connect with the womb and was able to be a VBAC in her second pregnancy and have a home birth. Now, I love to share with mothers that while in some parts of the world it's becoming more and more normal to consider home birth, and it's becoming a remembrance even to have self-births. Now, we are on this bridge back to potentially how we were meant to exist on this planet. However, we must also remember where we are today. So if you're a mama and you're pregnant and you're thinking that, gosh, I just really do not have in me the courage or the strength or the desire to have a home birth or a self-birth, and that's okay. To know where you're at is really important. This keeps us actually in alignment and congruency with our energy field, and this will be the greatest benefit for you and the child, because I like to remind everyone that the child in the quantum realm sees the spirit body, sees the parents, that union, that instant connection, and it's a spark that goes out into the universe, and that's what attracts that soul being to you. So when there's that attraction, if in fact you're more aligned with a hospital birth or a home birth with certain things that you would like to be made available, understand that more than likely that's going to be in congruency with the beautiful soul inside of you. Today I want you to potentially think about the soul body that's inside, and you can connect with Pam's work and how she connects people to birth from within. The links are below. And right now what we're going to do is that, you know, while she is dedicated to all these beautiful aspects, we're just going to give you a little snippet, and then you can dive deeper into her articles, her workshops, and the things that she has to offer. And these are just concepts, inspirations, and ideas to bring self into a greater awareness of about what you're embarking on. We have become somewhat conditioned in society just to go with the norm, to go with what is asked of us. But give yourself some time. People like Pam or a friend of mine, Shyla Ray, who really encourages parents to think of birth as ecstatic, which it is, when you get to that moment when the child arrives, and if you're giving a vaginal birth, you actually are sent into this orgasmic state, a state where your full being is activated, and it's something that's unexplainable, and I'm pretty sure there's a reason why it takes 9 months to generate and gestate a baby, because that sensation is so incredible that it's something you don't ever forget. However, you also might want to go back to it. So today what we're going to do is, if you have given birth and your kids are older, you can still go back to that moment if you had the sensation, this euphoria. And if you didn't have that euphoria, there's nothing wrong with that. Just remember that. But you can also say, gosh, you know what? I want to experience that euphoria, whether it's the next time I'm a child, the next time I'm given birth to, or I want to experience that euphoria in the next birth that I give birth to, when I'm giving birth to a child. So this is the way that you can connect to yourself and imagine this beautiful birth. So what I'd like you to do is, we're going to listen to an earth prayer by Inve, and it's a beautiful ode to the mother. It's kind of reminding us that we don't know what we've done. And the reason I bring this song up right now as we reconnect to the womb is that, yes, we've been brought out of our natural harmony. Imagine if we took all the elephants out of Thailand and said, you know what, you have to operate this way now, and guess what, we're going to take you to this part of the world and you're going to do this differently now. That is a lot of what's happened with the human species, is we've been taken out of our natural way of being on this planet. We've forgotten. So this enables us to start to contemplate these ideas and consider them. Doesn't mean you have to go fool one way or another. Just if any seed sticks out at you, take the time to say, wow, I really want to think about the next time I'm born. I want to think about the next child I give birth to. Oh, I'm done for this lifetime, but I want to go back to my child's birth and connect to something that I don't remember or I couldn't participate in, and see if you can revisit that energy field and conjure up with imagination a memory of the euphoria that's there. It's as if in every moment we have the opportunity to experience all these different things, and then we choose what we want to experience in that moment. So you can actually go back and kind of create a reset button and say, wow, even though this and this and this was happening, that euphoria was still there. I just didn't connect to it. It wasn't not with me. I just didn't realize it. So right now, as you connect to this earth prayer, go into that sacral region, men and women, and just connect to the womb. Connect to your sacred temple that you were birthed in, that you were created. You were these beautiful imaginal cells. And see what arrives. See what is remembered. And just be gentle with self. Don't force it. Just allow it to arrive. And as you listen to the song, just allow the music to be just a shower that's in the background, that's moving the waters, reminding you of what was present in that womb and what can be present in the future. And as you go back and forth, past, now, and future, see how you can connect to that law of impermanence, that concept of impermanence, that element of impermanence, whatever you want to call it, and see if you can feel that all of those moments converge as one and connect to this beautiful potentiality that exists within that birth, and bring yourself back to the euphoria, the excitement, and allow that to give you a gift that maybe you've forgotten.
Feel it all, we come from the light, and to it we shall return. We are the one, and in this truth we live, here and now upon the earth. This is our okay. We have a choice to walk in a good way, make new decisions, pray for peace within a soul. We can find strength together. We rise and face the wind. We awaken when we listen to earth's call. Don't sleep tonight. We have a thousand songs to sing. These ancient sounds, they lift us out of suffering. Come dance with me, for there is
taking another deep breath in. I love you and I thank you. And just for this moment, connect back to your mother. Connect back to this beautiful being, the Earth Mother, your physical mother, the cosmic mother, however you might want to connect. And just give thanks. Give thanks for your life. And imagining in this moment that womb energy and going back to that euphoria that was there, that gratitude, that love, that eternal energy that is present for self to experience and the mother, that connection that is so strong that nothing can permeate it. Continuing to breathe in and out, just feeling your mother's heartbeat, remembering being held by her, or imagining being held by her. As you continue to breathe in and out, as we started this segment, we're shining a light on Pam England from Birthing Within, committed to helping mothers birth the way that they imagine they would like to. And as I mentioned earlier, again, stay in congruency with where you're at now. If you're not ready for a certain modality or methodology or approach, go with what is comfortable. Remember that. And then if you're listening and you're finished with having children or you're a male embodiment, remember that you can reconnect back to your womb that you were in, your mother's womb. Reconnect to that imaginal state and connect to what is possible in that moment. Also, by doing that, you might have the opportunity to see some of the things that you came here to learn, some of the things that you came here to let go of, some of the things that you came here to master. And by having those memories, it's really valuable. In addition, if you want to look forward in our modern post-industrial capitalist society, we're conditioned to have 5-10-year plans. And I've brought this up in other segments, but if you go to Ayurvedic yogic traditions, traditions of the East, you will see, and in many indigenous cultures around the world, that you will notice that the memory is there to not forecast for 10, 20, or 30 years, but to forecast actually for several lifetimes. And this is where that humility comes in, because you realize, wow, I have an opportunity to think ahead, not only for myself, but for my children. Again, this is speaking to the mamas and papas. If you have children coming in, we sometimes inadvertently push our stuff on our children and want for our children what we didn't have. To remember that in these early periods of their life, in gestation and in the first 5 to 6 years of their life, this is that time that you can get a great awareness of what they're here to remember, what they're here to do this lifetime, or what they might need guidance on. And then the journey becomes this beautiful symbiotic relationship between the mother and the father and the children. So you can look at it this way, and this is why we're connecting to this womb energy. It's not just for pregnancy. It's really for pregnancy and beyond. We are going to connect right now to a beautiful poem, and I really encourage all of you to connect to that womb state and imagine if your soul being was asked these questions by your mother and what would happen. This is by a beautiful woman. She's written a couple books, The Invitation, The Dance. This is from The Invitation, and this is by Araya Mountain Dreamer. And just sit back and close your eyes and listen and imagine being afforded the opportunity to be and show up with these words that she's inviting you to connect to. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It does not interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It does not interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toss without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself, if you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul, if you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it is not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine, and still stand at the edge of the lake and shout to the sliver of the full moon, yes. It does not interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after the night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It does not interest me who you know or how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It does not interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. That is the invitation by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. I'll include the link below. So today, connecting with the womb, connecting with the birth, what is possible in this moment? And this idea, this concept for mamas and papas to be and those that are living their life and aren't connected to that right now, it doesn't mean that you can't connect back now and future. Think about it. What does it feel like? What does your sacral temple feel like, and how do you want to hold it, and what do you want to do within that space? So today, just to take forward from this moment, just a simple practice is take some time to really think about the sacral region, to think about the womb that you came from, and potentially the womb you would like to enter the next time. What does that feel like? Where is it connected to on the globe? And if you are a mama that's pregnant, the womb, the temple, what temple are you creating for that beautiful child inside of you? How are you holding them? Are you speaking to their soul? Are you connecting to them, reassuring them? This is such a sacred time. It is a time to really give this being reassurance. So we are going to end right here and allow yourself to connect to Shyla Ray Sunshine. Mentioned her before. I'm going to mention her again. She is really connected to the earth energy, to the power of the birth, to the sacredness that exists in all of us. As we exit out with her song, Sacredness, take some time just to connect to the concept of the birth, to connect to the metaphorical births that you go through continuously, connect to the euphoria and the energy that's there to help propel you forward, and the opportunity to continue to refine your energy field for now and in the future. Until next time, be simply. This is she signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, and a namaste.
Living life in a holy way, giving thanks each and every day. Universe holding sacred space, providing our gift so great. I have a gift and I give it away. Back to the ground it shall remain. Buried alive, lost at sea. Either way, I let it go intentionally, and I celebrate my blood today. We, the moons, we wax and wane, beating together, feeling the same. I am proud of my body, I am not ashamed. My blood is the sacredness of the woman within me. My blood is the sacrifice of what could be, maybe. And I give it all.